I am excited. Murder Monday coming up in 20 minutes here on Radio Now. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You can call in 833-563-2539. I'm wondering if you've ever received a similar death threat. Yeah, that happened this past weekend. I actually posted it on social media, too. You can see it was a note, two notes that were left for me threatening my life on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. So my wife, Lindsay, God, I love her. She's the best. Went out to like a little farmer's market this past weekend to get some fresh food and things.
That's cute.
It is. Good for her doing her cute stuff. And then she came back and she tagged me on something online. And I'm surprised she did because she tagged me with a death threat. Did anybody see this yet?
No, I have not.
All right. It's on our Instagram. Go see it. Radio Now AM Show. There's two photos and they're very, very scary. They're not funny. It said on one of them, it said, "If you eat this without me, you are dead meat." Now, what was that?
That's punny.
I know. It was some cheeses and some fruit in a plastic container. Then there was another one that says, "These go with the cheese board in the fridge. If you eat these and or the cheese plate without me, I will kill you dead," which that means she's serious because it's one thing to kill someone, but to kill someone dead, there's no joke. And the thing is, I put this up on social media thinking people would be on my side. Like, I put this on the Radio Now AM show. I put this on my Joe Pesh radio social. I mean, I did everything. And everybody was siding with my wife, Lindsay, saying about, like, yeah, they hate it when their husbands steal all their food. Is that really happening? Because I feel like women take the food more than the men take the food. 833-563-2539.
Joe, well, right? Go ahead, Pork Chop.
It matters how you look at it. And the way I look at it is she said, "You're dead meat if you eat this without me." So the way I see it, she's being very sweet. And she's saying, "Joe, wait till I get home because I want to share this goodness with you, my husband."
Wow, you look at things in a whole different light than I do, Pork Chop.
I mean, well, think about it. That's what she said. "Joe, you're dead meat. Ha ha, funny. If you eat this," or because what did she say? "I want to eat it together or something."
She said the first one, "If you eat this without me, you're dead meat."
Without me. Right.
I think that you said that I feel like women normally eat the food and the men don't. Whatever. We're not talking about anyone else. We're not talking about the people out there. We're not talking about the vast majority. Right now, we're talking about you and your wife, Lindsay. And I can almost guarantee you with 99.9% certainty that you probably eat her food more than she eats your food. Is that not true?
I'm not going to answer that question because I don't think that's relevant. 833-563-2539. Anybody else have these death threats in their house?
I am so on her side about this. There is nothing worse in the entire world when you have something saved in your fridge that you're looking forward to eat, and then when you come home, it's gone.
Okay, then
live.
It
is the most sunken feeling in the entire world.
If you're going to say that, don't be general about it. Give me an example. Did Jewel Daddy eat something of yours that was sitting in the fridge?
I don't think ever with my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, I don't think it's ever happened just because I eat extremely healthy now.
Nobody wants all your fruit and veggies.
Yeah, no one ever wants my food now. But when I was living with my three older sisters, if you had leftovers in there, that was the biggest hot commodity in the world. I remember sometimes my parents would go out to these super nice and fancy steak dinners on Friday nights. And then I would wake up Saturday mornings before they would, and I would have it for breakfast. And they would freak out because it was like this like $50 steak that I was like eating for breakfast. Or I would always have leftover Chipotle. And I would put it in there and I'd put my name on it. And then I'd come home later in the evening and it was gone because one of my sisters apparently didn't see my name on it. Mm. So the only way to get it across that you don't want people to eat your food, I think, is to use death threats.
Well, see, or you could just do what me and my boyfriend do as well, which is as the unspoken rule is just don't eat or drink the last one. So let's say I have like six.
Oh, that's even worse when it's like, oh, I didn't eat it all. You left like one bite. You might as well have finished it all off.
No, yeah. Like let's say I have like six Sam Adams in the refrigerator. He could have five. Just leave one for me. Because if I come home from work and I'm like, I want one of my Sam Adams. And there's like none left. It's like, okay.
Wait, so like are you saying like you guys buy all your stuff separately?
And no, so, not always. But if it's something specific that I like, that's like obviously mine.
What about
like,
takeout?
I mean,
I think it's more so for like takeout.
Well, we ask each other.
Here's a takeout thing from our Twitter Radio No AM show. This is Nicole. She says, I get spicy food, so when I have leftovers, my husband won't eat them. I also get peanut M&Ms, so I don't have to share. I wonder if her husband's allergic to M&Ms that have peanuts in them. That's really
That's genius. That is absolutely genius. You know what? So I eat off of my boyfriend's plate all of the time.
You're what's wrong with the world.
And I know I'm so bad. And I've noticed that he starts like putting more and more hot sauce on his stuff, and he starts getting things more and more and more spicy, and he knows I hate spicy things. And now in this moment, I'm starting to realize that he's probably plotting against me so I don't eat off of his food.
He's a genius. Hey, go see the photo right now on our Instagram. Give us a follow. Radio Now AM Show.